Well, a museum dedicated to advancing women is getting ready to give its highest honor to former First Lady Laura Bush, and not everyone's happy about it. Let's go to the newsline now and talk with Sonia Pressman Fuentes. She's the co-founder of the National Organization of Women. Hey, Sonia.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. Well, tell us about the museum and this honor that's getting ready to go to Laura Bush.
Well, first of all, you referred to the organization that I co-founded as the National Organization of Women. It is the National Organization for Women, and that was a conscious decision to let men know that they're welcome as well as women.
Oh, I got it. I'm sorry. That was a slip of the tongue. I know what now is. But anyway, thank you for clarifying that.
Now, the organization you asked me about is called the National Woman's Party,
mm-hmm.
and it is headquartered in one of the oldest houses on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C., called the Sewell Belmont House and Museum.
Mm-hmm.
And every year they give an award named for Alice Paul, the founder of the National Woman's Party. It's called the Alice Award, and it's generally given to an outstanding woman who has done prominent and outstanding work in the women's rights field.
Who were some of the previous recipients of the award?
Billie Jean King, Katie Couric, Hillary Clinton, Olympia Snow, and Tipper Gore,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and there were four journalists from NPR also recognized one year, so there have been a good many.
Okay, and so, but Laura Bush is now, that selection is stirring some controversy. Tell us about that.
Well, I think it was in March, I got an announcement from the National Woman's Party that this year the Alice Award would be given to Laura Bush. And I could not believe my eyes and kept reading and rereading it, thinking that there must be some mistake,
mm-hmm.
because no one would name Laura Bush with regard to women's rights in the United States. And so I began to talk with other people about it. They all felt as I did. Mm-hmm. And so 22 of us sent a letter to the National Woman's Party protesting this and suggesting that at the very least, they name a second person or organization to receive the award with Laura Bush, and that would be someone deserving of the honor.
Yeah, I saw Senator Barbara Mikulski, possibly. We all know she's very tough for women's rights. But what exactly is the beef with Laura Bush, though? I mean, I know maybe she hasn't. Is it because she's a Republican?
Absolutely not. Olympia Snow was one of the awardees in the past. She's a Republican.
Yeah, she's more moderate.
She's a Republican. Betty Ford is not an award winner, but she's a Republican, and she's been recognized by all feminists as somebody who spoke out for women's rights. So it's not a matter of political party. It's a matter of point of view.
Sonia, how much of this is because it's a fundraiser and they think that Laura Bush can bring in the bucks?
If you ask me, that is exactly the reason.
Mm.
I knew you would think that.
Yeah, we do have a guy on this show. So.
Sonia, you and I are right head-to-head. We're thinking right. So that's it, that they picked out of all the people where they could raise money. You think Laura Bush came up. Why?
I think for two reasons. One, that they think people with money will pay money to come to the event. And secondly, to meet a former First Lady. And secondly, that such people will make donations.
Is that so bad?
It's not bad, but that's not the reason for this award. Alice Paul gave her life fighting for women's rights, and this award is named after her, and she'd be spinning in her grave to learn that it's going to go to someone like Laura Bush because it'll bring money in.
All right, well, let's keep that our little secret. Sonia, 5 years down the road from now, let's say 8 years down the road from now, the award goes to Michelle Obama. How do you feel about that?
Well, I'd like to know what Michelle Obama is going to do in the next 8 years.
Mm.
So far, she hasn't done or spoken about particularly issues that involve women.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure she's constrained by the fact that her husband is president and she doesn't want to say anything controversial.
Isn't that the same thing that Laura Bush faced?
That's the same. But that's why I wouldn't give it to Michelle Obama if she doesn't do anything significant for women's rights, and mm-hmm. I wouldn't give it to Laura Bush if she doesn't do anything significant for women's rights.
You're saying they've got to do something that advances the causes for women, and
Absolutely.
Just being First Lady and being a leader among women is not enough.
That's my point of view.
Okay. All right. Well, we appreciate you joining us and keep us up to date. We'll be looking and following the story and seeing what happens, what comes out of it. Sonia Pressman-Fuentes is co-founder of the National Organization for Women, or NOW.